Welcome to Martial Arts and Crafts. I'm Sarah Deacon. I'm a mom, an artist, a black belt martial artist, life coach, and inspirer of others. In this podcast, we explore different topics related to physical and mental health, habits for success, intentional mindset shifts, and so much more. You're here because you're ready to tap into more of your potential and make a bigger impact in your life. So let's get moving. Hello and welcome back to Martial Arts and Crafts. I am Sarah Deacon, your host. I am happy to be with you. I'm doing something where I'm also simultaneously recording this and streaming to YouTube. So if you have not found me on YouTube yet, go ahead and find me. You can see the video for this maybe. I don't know. I don't know how any of it works. I am figuring it out as I go along. As you have been noticing, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, I show up, I do my thing, and, you know, I try not to get too attached to it being perfect, which again is my struggle. So here is something cool. I finished a sketchbook the other day. I think it was just Monday. And I finished some journals and I have finished some other things, but this is sort of a new phenomenon for me, actually like filling up a book with my own thoughts, ideas, creativity, whatever it is. This is something that I have trouble with. I have trouble finishing things I start. Now, I've mentioned in the past that I'm a multitasker and a multi-interested person with many interests. Interested in many things. I am multifaceted in my interests. There we go. We'll say it that way. I tend to get really motivated to start something new, something exciting, something creative, maybe something I've never done before. And I drift from project to project. Like right now, I am on this crochet kick. I've talked about this. I'm crocheting as I'm sitting in my Zoom meetings. I'm crocheting hats. I've done like 5 or 6 of them now in the last 2 weeks. It keeps my hands busy and lets my mind wander. I kind of love it. But I know that in another, 6 months from now, I probably won't be doing that. I mean, granted, it will be spring and summer, so there will be no reason for hats. And I will move on from the crocheting activity. I'll find something else. I'll be back to coloring or doing something even new. I don't even know. Who knows? Who can tell? So I don't often give myself the chance to practice any one of those skills, those creative crafts, to practice my skills into that master level mastery. So it's been an interesting exercise in self-compassion to learn how to cultivate and appreciate my multifaceted interests and pull all those, vastly different threads into this tapestry that's me, my package, my specialty, my purpose. Because about a year ago, I made a decision. I decided that I was going to become a more disciplined person. I was going to be focused and narrow down and go in the same direction so that I could actually make progress. And this was a result of becoming aware of the weaknesses involved in being having such a wide net, and not always going deep into any one thing, not becoming a specialist, being more of a generalist, right? So this decision came to be more of a disciplined person. My decision came after I had already made a commitment to doing whatever it took to earn my black belt in karate. My decision came after I had already been practicing self-discipline just by showing up in class week after week. It came after I started and grown a small business of my own as a postpartum doula, after I had bought a planner or two or three, and actually began to use it more consistently than the, you know, half-filled one that I had started a couple of years ago. This decision recently to be more disciplined had come after I began to wake up early and practice a bunch of other new habits, which I was tracking using those designated pages of the aforementioned planner, you know, the third one or fourth one that I'd actually started using consistently. The decision to become more disciplined, I made it after already having made a number of choices that a disciplined person would make. You see, I'd been learning how to make difficult choices easier on myself by turning them into habits. And I'm waking up to the results that have actually come from that. I'm seeing these results. My morning habits now include at least 20 minutes of exercise. And the nice thing about calling it just exercise on my habit tracker is that I don't feel boxed in or limited by the type of exercise that I feel like I need to do for whatever. These days I'm doing yoga. In the past, I have done high intensity interval training. I've done bar. I've done just dance. So exercise is a little bit of a freeing one, but what is strict is that I do that. I do that pretty much right after I wake up in the morning. I've added reading, journaling, meditation, and recently art. Now that was the most recent little box on my little line item on my habit tracker was the art. I had put it on my habit tracker and kept kicking myself for not getting around to making art in my day. Like I would end the day and I was, oh, you know, I wanted to draw or paint today. And I was trying to be specific because I started with being creative. Well, that can look like a lot of different things and I didn't quite know how to track it. So there's this balance here, right? I need something specific enough that I can track it, but not so specific that I feel smothered or stifled or boxed in by it. So that's the thing about art. Okay, so just saying art, I don't know. I decided on one of the most recent months of my habit tracker to do draw / paint. I'll either do a drawing or make a painting. So previously, that box, you know, was empty month after month after month after month. Maybe once or twice during the month, I would get around to or feel inspired. You know, that's the thing about art. Sometimes we think we need to be inspired to do it. I'll talk about that later. I had this idea that even creativity at large required this huge investment of time and all these tools that I had to unpack and put out and get the water and get the thing. I had to have canvas. I had to, you know, whatever. I had to put on different clothes. I was blocking my flow with my story that the cleaning up from making art or the setting up and cleaning up after would take more time and effort than it was actually worth. Because I thought that in being creative or making art, that the goal was actually to produce something actually like art, amazing, something somebody else might want to look at for it to, you know, count towards my habit goals. Then I woke up a little bit more. I started to realize that that box on my habit tracker was not being looked at by anyone else. And I could, again, I could narrow down my definition of creativity for that, for the purpose of that habit tracking. I could narrow down that definition, not too narrow, in a way that I could more easily choose to participate in that activity, to perform that creative act. So like I said, I narrowed it to, well, I'll either draw or paint. And if I do one of those things, I can mark that box. And I was the only one stuck in the story that making art had to be epic in some way. Now, the combination of the art making and the habit tracker, here's the thing, is somebody else gonna flip through my planner that I keep in my section of the house and my pile that my kids know not to touch? Somebody's really gonna come along, flip through my habit tracker and go, oh, look, on September 27th, you marked that box that you did art, but you actually just colored in a coloring book. No. Who's going to call me out on that? This is my thing. I'm doing it, right? No, so I get to decide if producing something is enough. And coloring could totally count if I choose to count it. So my hang up with that creativity, drawing, painting, making art, I had this story that it had to be kind of a big deal, right? Because as a creative person, as an artist, I want my art to mean something. I want people to enjoy it. And I put a lot of my soul into it, right? Because we're creative and that's what we do. But doing it as a habit, the goal actually wasn't a masterpiece. The goal was progress. The goal was to develop my skill and practice tapping into the flow of ideas that was coming through me and to see if I could tap into that flow of creativity without a, you know, magic moment of inspiration, without the muse, you know, dynamically showing up. That's where the shift happened, my perspective. And something I really liked, and I didn't even really realize this at the time, was I went to my small sketchbook. This is a very small sketchbook. I don't know. It's a 4x6 little sketchbook of, you know, a couple hundred pages. And by grabbing this small sketchbook instead of like a bigger one, I think I have like an 8x8 one that I don't really use. Gravitating towards a small sketchbook was exactly what I needed to do because I needed to make small steps. I needed to take smaller actions. So I put this habit tracker, the draw or paint every day. And I moved my sketchbook to the top of my pile, where I, you know, in the morning, as I'm working through my habits, I bring my pile of books, my planner, my journal, the book I'm reading, and I bring it over to the table every morning. So the sketchbook ended up on top of that pile and I would look at it and say, oh yeah, I'm going to make time to put something in this book. And I made it part of that routine, setting myself up for creativity early in the morning, maybe not first thing, because, you know, life is crazy. I have 3 kids and they all have needs in the morning and we all have to get where we're going. because sometimes I just don't have time. So sometimes the box stayed blank because I didn't get to the sketchbook because I hadn't, you know, shifted into making it the priority. Other times I would actually just put on a, you know, a scribble, a doodle, a, you know, glue something in there, just write a word or something, you know, scribbles. I got this set of watercolors that actually has the paint brushes have the water in the paint. So there's virtually no cleanup required when I use those. So that's some, a lot of watercolor shows up in this journal because of that, that set of watercolor paints. I found ways to, you know, change the story that I was telling myself about it. So I began to experience, you know, these moments, and they didn't have to take a long time. These moments of creative flow. I made the point to write in the journal every morning. I made a point to do in my sketchbook every morning, and my thoughts became clearer as I wrote in my journal, and my visual expression became, you know, clearer. It was easier to get to that place of being able to draw something out visually or picture something because of this practice that I began to implement. So setting myself up to create first thing in the morning, or, you know, near enough to the first thing in the morning, that helped me be more creative throughout my day. And art stopped being something that I was just hoping I'd get around to eventually. It had been something I was just trying to squeeze in, which, as many of my busy parents know, especially busy working parents, you try and squeeze something in, put it on your list for later and put it in the back burner, not going to get to it. You have to schedule it. You have to make it a priority. Like my other morning habits, this one really, like, even like just in the last maybe month has become more essential. So I finished a drawing this week on the back page, the last page of my little sketchbook. And I did the, you know, I flipped through the pages and I noticed something about the book. A lot of what I put in there was crap. A lot of what I put in there was crap. Maybe not crap, but, you know, among the more polished pages that I'm pretty proud of. Where's one of those? If you're watching the video, you know, I'm flipping through to see, and that's not even that polished, but I mean, a lot of the more polished pages, I was pretty proud of them, because they look cool with the watercolor and the, you know, the trees and the whatever, the doodling that I did. There are many, many, many pages in there that I was not even going to hold up as an example of how to be bad at art. And the thing I came to learn sitting here now after finishing the sketchbook, I'm really, really proud of those too. Those pages that are bad. Because now I'm working in a new sketchbook. It's another little one. Because I'm still gonna play there. Maybe once I finish this one, the next one I'll grow. We'll see where I'm at then, because can't tell you what's gonna happen in the future. Right now, for the moment, I'm playing in these sketchbooks, and I'm taking the time to tap in and to just embrace the pages. And the art in this book is already better, even if it's still kind of meh crap or doodles or just not anything fancy. Now, having finished my Simplify book, my little Simplify sketchbook, on the cover of the sketchbook, I put it was an advertisement from a long, 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 long time ago magazine, because I made this one, I think, around high school or college. This cover that I put on my old sketchbook is a man wearing a barrel and the word simplify written across his middle. And I'm looking back at that sketchbook, and it's occurred to me that I may not actually have trouble finishing things. But that's also a story. I have trouble finishing things? Seriously? I finished this little sketchbook. I have finished filling up 4 entire journals and 9 whole months of planner pages. Like 9 consecutive months of planner pages. I've earned 2 college degrees, a bachelor's and a master's. I've earned a black belt. I've been podcasting, hello listeners, for a year. I have read a ton of books all the way to the end. I've created and finished some actual amazing pieces of art. I do finish things. And I had trouble believing that I could ever finish something because I had told that same story. I have trouble finishing things for a long time. You know, that when I get started with something, I get bored quickly. I don't finish because I get excited about starting something new. Well, that's the old story. And part of that, and I am sitting with these same feelings and stories with starting this new sketchbook too, is that there's a piece of me that doesn't like to mark up these very, you know, beautifully blank, pristine pages in a book, in a journal, in a sketchbook. There's a fear there that whatever I have to contribute to that page is not going to be as clear or as, I don't know, something as the new pristine blank pages of the book itself. And I'm working on getting over that fear, right? So the new story, I get to choose what counts. I get to say that what I have to communicate through my creativity in this book is worth it. It's worth breaking that silence, the silence of those white pages. I get to focus on the growth and success that I create. I get to give myself permission to start as many things as I want. And I also want to make sure that it's something that fits with my purpose, with my values, with my mission, with my goals enough to keep me consistent. And I get to choose what that looks like. Yeah, in high school, college, even after, I was a blank book addict. I bought so many pretty blank books. I would tell myself it was, well, you know, I already had a journal, but I'm going to get this one because I need something for a specific purpose. You know, I'm going to draw fairies, or I'm going to draw, you know, a certain type of thing. I'm only going to do watercolors in this one. I'm only going to write about, you know, events, or I'm only going to put quotes in this one. And I would sometimes fill a few pages. Occasionally I would get more than halfway through, but I have a whole tub full of books in my basement that have no ending. And there's probably at least 20 pages, if not, again, like half, 3/4 of the book that's still blank. And like I'm talking about, there's part of that reason I didn't finish, and that I created this story from that I don't finish things because I didn't want to let them go. I liked the books. I liked the feel of them. I liked the blankness of the pages. I liked having somewhere I could come back to. There's something there you don't want to let go. And there's certainly a level of grief that comes from the closing of a book, right? Whether I'm reading a book or writing it, there's this tinge of sadness that comes in when it's over, even if it wasn't a particularly good book anyway, because coming to the end is a is an untethering experience. I enter in this in-between state of not knowing exactly what comes next. And I think it might have been that feeling that I resisted for so long, and that prevented me from actually finishing things, not reading most of the time, but the writing and the drawing especially. If I always have a million projects going, then I never have to think strategically or sit in the discomfort of dreaming or planning for what comes next. Because that's a scary place to be too, right? The unknown. Whoa, what am I going to do now? Because there's always a part of me that's afraid that in that place, I will run out of ideas. I'll never find the next one. Maybe nothing comes next. Right? Maybe you don't struggle with finishing what you start. Maybe you go the other direction than I do, and you can't move on to something new unless that first thing is done. I think my youngest is like that. He's got to be complete before he moves on, at least with food. He needs to finish every bite of that dinner until he decides it's finished. Anyway, that even that story can hold you back too in a different way. And I can't imagine how much of what I've done would have never happened if I was that way, if I had had to wait for completion before moving on. And I'm also starting to deeply, deeply value the practice of using what's in front of me to practice moving forward and letting go. I'm learning more about myself in the process of this practice. And I'm understanding that I am so much more than these stories I've told about any of it. Now, we're in December 2021. It's the last month of the year. A lot of us are looking at what we have finished. So what's something that you finished this year? What is the book that you're closing? Here now in December, what is something you're in the process of finishing? And will you allow yourself, give yourself permission to close the book on this chapter and come hang out for a moment in that in-between unknowing before seeing what's next? That's my challenge for you today, is to take a look and finish. Let that thing go that you've been holding on to because fear, resistance, it still belongs to a story that you're not wanting to tell anymore. Finish it. Just close the book. And finishing a book doesn't mean you've filled all the pages. All those journals in my basement, they're going to be there unfinished probably forever. And the decision came in that I'm okay with that, because the books I have now, they're telling a new story. So what are you going to close? What are you going to finish? And I would love it if you wanted to share. You can find me at mymartialartsncrafts.com, mymartialartsncrafts on Instagram, Facebook. I have a Facebook group that you're welcome to join. It is Facebook and it's called Balanced Being. And if you searched, the handle is My Balanced Being on Facebook, where we can chat and hang out, talk about creative stuff and other things that are going on. If you need any guidance, hit me up, sarahdeacon.com, book a time on my calendar. I'd love to talk. Let's talk about how to finish, how to start, how to embrace something new or let go of the things that don't serve. Call me. That concludes this week's episode of my Martial Arts and Crafts podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And feel free to connect with me. And I look forward to talking with you again next time.